Father, we bless you this morning. We exhort you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace. Oh Lord, we honor you. You are good and you are kind unto us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your goodness, for your mercy, for favor. Thank you for the grace that you have given unto us. Father, we worship you. Lord, we exalt your name. We lift you up higher, O Lord. Thank you, mighty Lord. We thank you. O Lord, we worship you. We lay our crown before you, for you are God. You are good, and your name is worthy to be praised forever. Thank you for your mercy that is given unto us, for they are new every morning. Oh Father, you are faithful. Oh Lord, we exalt you. Thank you, Father. And Lord Jesus, we are before you this morning. We ask, oh Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 25th of February, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy over your life. Honor him for his good, his kind, and his mercy endures forever. And I want you to stand on the word of the Lord and declare over your day, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. I will not be moved. The Lord goes before me today and make every crooked place straight in the name of Jesus. Today, I go in the name of the Lord. I declare, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord Almighty. The Lord mighty in battle is the King of glory. I declare the doors of blessing of this day opened unto me in the name of Jesus. I charge my day this morning. Surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord shall follow me. The goodness and the mercy of the Lord, the blessings and the favor of the Lord is my portion in you this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you this day, all that is in you work together in my favor. All that is in you work together for my blessing. I declare over my day, favor becomes my reality. In the name of Jesus, I stand today and this will become my testimony. I am the one that the Lord has favored. I am the one that the Lord has helped. I am the one that enjoys the mercy of the Lord. I speak mercy into my day in the name of Jesus. The mercy of the Lord walks with me. The mercy of the Lord walk for me in the name of Jesus. The mercy of the Lord speak on my behalf. Anywhere my name is called, anywhere my name is mentioned, the mercy of the Lord answer for me. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy the benefits that the mercy of the Lord brings. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy all the benefits that the mercy of the Lord carry. In the name of Jesus, today I am helped by the Lord. The Lord sent help unto me. In the name of Jesus, I stand on his word. I enjoy supernatural provision. In the name of Jesus, in my supply of blessing, in my supply of help, I am not limited. For the Lord will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by my Lord Jesus. I am blessed today in the name of Jesus. All doors of blessings are opened unto me in the name of Jesus. I stretch forth my hand unto the Lord. It is the Lord that teaches my hand to make profit in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever I lay my hands upon today will prosper. Whatever I lay my hands upon today, even though dead, will come back to life in the name of Jesus. My operation is not in the space of darkness. I am a light that cannot be covered in the name of Jesus. For I am seated with the Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places. I arise today and I show forth the glory of the Lord. I arise today. I shine forth the glory of the Lord upon my life in the name of Jesus. The plan of the wicked over my life is defeated in the name of Jesus. The enterprise price of the wicked over my day is frustrated in the name of Jesus. The tokens of the evil one is frustrated over me in the name of Jesus. Every evil word that is spoken into my day, I cancel you in the name of Jesus. Only the word of Christ over my life will stand. And this is his word for me, that I am blessed in the name of Jesus. I am highly favored in the name of Jesus. That whatsoever I lay my hand upon will prosper in the name of Jesus. He has said this concerning me, that my labor will not be a waste. My labor is in the direction of his mercy, is in the direction of favor, is in the direction of harvest in the name of Jesus. Truly this day I am blessed of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I declare this day that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want to remind you of our program that is coming up this week, Thursday. That is tomorrow, by the grace of God, between 12 and 2 p.m. at Oluwa Damilare Garden, beside National Open University, that is behind Tafo Arena. It's going to be a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. I've been announcing and I told you that the theme of the program is Arise and Shine. Beloved, come and experience the grace of God upon your life. It's going to be a wonderful time. We'll have time to pray and look into the scripture. We have enough time to receive words of blessing from the Lord. We'll have time to receive prophetic blessing in his presence. I'm inviting you to be a part of this program by 12 noon tomorrow at Oluwa Damilare Garden. The Lord bless you as you prepare to come, in Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to lift up your voice and speak to the Lord concerning our brethren that we have been praying for. The Father, let your hand of healing be upon them in the name of Jesus. Every seed of darkness that is in them, we cast it out in the name of Jesus. Every seed that is producing sickness, that is producing infirmity in them, in the name of Jesus. The Lord has highly exalted him and he has given him a name that is above every other name, that in the name of Jesus, every name will bow. We call the name of Jesus. Every evil name standing over your life, we command them to bow and we cast them out in the name of Jesus. We declare your healing in the name of Jesus. Yes, you declare your healing by the blood of Jesus. Your healing is perfected. Oh, the Lord has taken the beating for your sake. The chastisement of your peace is upon him, and by his stripes you are healed, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask over Nigeria. Father, we ask for your mercy. Lord, let your mercy speak over this nation in the name of Jesus. We ask, Father, let your mercy speak, in Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, today is Wednesday. I told you yesterday that if the Lord will permit us, we'll continue from where we stopped. Our anchor scripture for the month of February has been from the book of Isaiah chapter 60 verses 1 and 2. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. I told you yesterday that one of the tactics of the enemy this season is to cover the heart of men with gross darkness, is to cover the imaginations of men with darkness. Beloved, note this. People are covered with gross darkness. People are going down every day into deep darkness, into the darkness of hell. So much more that even before you offer any prayer unto anybody this season, you have to minister the light-giving life of Christ to them to take away the gross darkness before you can know where to direct your prayer. Let me share this with you. There was this time that I went for a visitation to visit a member of our church that time. And when I got there, lo and behold, it was dark. It was darkness all around. Let me tell you, I am not talking about the absence of electricity. Oh, that home, the particular house I'm talking about, is flooded with light, physical light that you can see. But that home is in the midst of darkness. It was just gross darkness everywhere. I had to minister the light of Christ to them. I had to direct the light, calling upon the Lord Jesus, that let there be light. Beloved, you need to pray. There are people living in environments, living in houses that is in deep darkness, that is under the management of darkness. Though they are in the place that is called the eye of the city, but where they are is almost like a wilderness, a deep wilderness of darkness. You have to minister light unto them before you can even do anything. What I'm trying to point out to you, this season is a season where the enemy is pushing people down, pushing them deep down into the darkness of confusion, into the darkness of prayerlessness, into the darkness of doubt and worries of this season, into the darkness of unbelief and doubting the things of God. But this is the word of the Lord unto you, dearly beloved. This season, I charge you by the word of the Lord, arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Though darkness may cover the earth, though deep darkness may be around you this season, but the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. I want you to read with me the book of John chapter 1 verses 4 and 5. The scripture says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. The life of Christ that is in you is a light-giving life. The life of Christ that is in you, I say it again, is a light-giving light. Is a light-giving life. You carry the light of Christ as you carry the life, is life in you. I charge you, beloved, this morning, arise, allow the full expression of the life of Christ that is in you. The source of the light that you need in this season is the life of Christ that is in you. Allow the light to take full expression in this season of darkness. The scripture says, in him was life, and this same life is the light of men. And this light we are talking about shines in darkness, and darkness cannot overcome it. Darkness cannot overcome it. You become a source of joy. People will look at you that in the midst of chaos and in the midst of darkness, there is this joy that is in you, because the light giving life is in you. Darkness cannot take away your light, because you have allowed the expression of the life that is in you. You've allowed the expression of the light that is in the life of Christ that is in you. The power is there in you. You have the life of Christ in you. Allow the light to shine. Allow the light to manifest. This is the word of the Lord for somebody. The Spirit of the Lord will be ministering to you as you are listening. The life of Christ is in you. Oh, you think what you have is little. No, but that is the life of Christ. Allow the life to minister light into your life, into your season. Darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But as for you, the Lord will arise upon you. The life that gives light that Christ Jesus has given to you must find expression in your life this season, must find expression in your daily living. Beloved, listen to me very carefully. Minister of God, listen to me. You are not allowed to float in darkness. Let the light giving life of Christ manifest in you. I charge you this day, beloved, arise, shine. I bring the spark into your spirit. Come out of every walk of darkness. Break away from every walk of darkness. Break away from those sin that sink you deep into darkness every time. Break away from sin that creates distance between you and God. Manifest the light-giving life of Christ Jesus that is in you. As I round up this morning, beloved, hold this in your hand. The fountain of life is in you. Remember, it is this life that gives light. And the fountain of life is in you because you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, I charge you this morning, arise and shine. Now, if you are not in the fold that I am talking about, you are yet to give your life to Jesus. Dearly beloved, this is the time for you to give it over unto him. Remember, I am saying this, that this is the season when the enemy is pulling people deep down into the place of darkness. Every day, your worry, your doubt, your unbelief will begin to grow stronger because the enemy wants to cover your spirit with deep darkness. I am calling you today to give your life to Jesus. I am calling you today to come to the side of the Lord Jesus so that the light giving life will be given to you. Give your life to Him. Just bow your head anywhere you find yourself and speak to Him. Just tell Him, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sin. I give myself over to you. I accept you as the true and only Son of God. Bless my day, bless my life, bless my spirit. Bring me out of this darkness of sickness, of infirmity, of confusion, of doubt, of a life without joy. Bring me out, and I pray for you that the Lord lay His hand upon you in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord is upon you. The life of Christ is in you. The light of God shine upon you and bring you out of darkness in Jesus' name. That joy that you have never experienced before, you receive today. The peace that you have never experienced before, you receive this season in Jesus' name. Amen. I charge you, beloved, arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. I put the blessings of the Lord Jesus upon your life. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace all around in Jesus' name. Remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for His coming. The Lord bless you. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.